New data from the U.S. Labor Department shows 840,000 Americans filed claims for unemployment benefits last week. Let's take a look at the numbers. The report shows new claims last week are down 9,000 from 2 weeks ago. The number of people continually receiving jobless benefits fell by more than a million. Since the pandemic first hit the United States, roughly 22 million people have lost their jobs. Half of them are still out of work. The Labor Department's latest jobless report comes as the White House and Democrats in Congress still can't agree on a new stimulus deal. One of the key negotiating points is money for state and local governments. Democrats say it's essential. Republicans say it's bailout money for mismanaged states. That disagreement is standing in the way of another relief package for you at home. News Nation Washington, D.C. correspondent Joe Khalil live in our nation's capital to explain the holdup. Joe?
Yeah, and Joe, for months as these negotiations have stalled, that has been one of the key sticking points. You look at where the White House's numbers are and Democrats' numbers are, and they're about $800 billion apart. That's about the same amount that Democrats want to give state and local governments. It's the one issue that from the beginning Republicans have most often said, you get no deal with this included, and Democrats have been saying, you get no deal without it.
Since President Trump signed the first stimulus bill back in March, Congress and the White House haven't agreed on terms for a second. The biggest disagreement, money for state and local governments.
Our state and local government meet the needs of the American people. So every day of delay is a problem.
Thursday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi repeated state and local government funding is essential. Democrats say without it, police and fire budgets could be cut and the economy could worsen. And she says there will be no stimulus deal without it.
Nothing is agreed to until everything is agreed to.
But Republicans call state and local funding bailout money.
I'm not interested in bailing out state governments.
Senator John Kennedy says stimulus dollars shouldn't go to fix state budget holes that existed before the pandemic. And he says Democrats are prioritizing states like California and New York.
They're not my first priority. We've already given them $150 billion?
The virus doesn't care if the states are run by Republicans or Democrats.
But Mike Leachman, with the Nonpartisan Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, says the situation is more complicated than the political fight would suggest.
The virus has had an enormous, historic, damaging effect on state and local finances.
Leachman says states with bigger populations like California and Texas did receive more stimulus money, but he says every state got substantial help. And he says the Treasury Department required that money cover COVID-related costs only.
The money went to help them deal with the effects of the virus.
But as long as people are out of work, Leachman says state budgets could suffer.
They're going to have to figure out some way to get a balanced budget, and that's going to mean cuts or raising taxes.
Now, on this issue specifically, Republicans haven't said that they oppose it entirely. They think that there's money left over from the first stimulus package that has been unused. They can go toward more state and local governments. They're against putting any new funding toward it. Meantime, Democrats are on a different page. They say from the beginning there wasn't enough money that was put forward for state and local governments. They would certainly like to see more in the next round of stimulus. Reporting live tonight from the Capitol, Joe Khalil, News Nation.
Joe, thank you.